My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
The latest from Adam Schefter on Brandon Ayuk is that it is more likely than not that the Niners will trade the maligned wide receiver, but that around the league, the feeling is that the Niners are going to take their time. Now, I think the Steelers are the most likely landing spot. Mike Tomlin did an interview yesterday where he was asked if he got any big-time interesting phone calls. And Tomlin said, well, they're not awake on the West Coast yet. That's kind of un-Tomlin-like. He makes a joke about a specific situation and hints about that situation. Mike Tomlin then in the press conference yesterday had an exchange with Tim Benz.
Are you actively looking to add to that part of your depth chart? Or?
I'll let you guys speculate on that.
And so we heard that, and our initial thought was he didn't say no. And then I watched the video, and there's a wry smile. I think he's confident that this is getting done. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen today.
Right. And I think that he's confident, and I think that people should be confident that it's going to get done is because of the access that has been allowed to directly contact and communicate with Brandon Ayuk and his agent. It's usually just the agent in the process and then the relay from the agent to the player. But now Mike Tomlin is the ultimate salesman. Like, I mean, if I had to sell somebody something, I'd bring Mike Tomlin with me because he can get everybody to buy in. And that's the reason why Brandon Ayuk probably wants to come here is because of Mike Tomlin. So Mike Tomlin is going to pick up the phone. He knows Brandon Ayuk isn't up. So he's probably like, nobody's up on the West Coast right now, but I'm going to give him a call later and check in on him. And I'm sure he did the day before and the day before and say, we want you here as a Pittsburgh Steeler. And Brandon Ayuk is like, all right, like, I want to be there too.
Yes. You just need to make sure day to day, hour to hour, that guy doesn't want to go anyplace else. Because you know he wants to come here. You know that. Everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. It's not a secret. You just need to make sure that if there are other teams involved, that Brandon isn't going to say, you know what, I could see myself wearing that uniform. Now, we've talked about this so much the last few days, and you had the Matt Maiocco report from NBC Bay Area, and we talked about convenient leakage, right? And trying to manipulate here. You're not going to catch Omar Khan off guard because for a trade to happen, Ayuk needs to sign a contract. Omar Khan doesn't need to pay attention to the media. Mike Tomlin doesn't need to pay attention to the media at all. If there's another team come knocking, they're going to hear it from Ayuk and Ayuk's agent.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to know who's involved
right.
in all of this. So all the reporting that I trust on this, and again, to use the two words, common sense tells you, the Steelers do feel good that it's going to happen. Mike Garofalo, Ian Rappaport think it's eventually going to be the Steelers. But so here's my advice to Steelers fans today, and I'm going to try to heed my own advice here. I'm not going to sit there refreshing Twitter all day today.
No.
I'm just not going to do it. Folks, listen to the fan. If it happens, we'll have it here. Craig Riley will send out one of those push notifications. for the Odyssey app. We're reacting to the Brandon Ayuk trade. You'll know, and then we won't stop talking about it. But I think my eyes are going to go, man. I have wasted valuable time with my daughters sitting there these last few days. Refresh.
Yep.
Refresh. Scroll. Whoop, boop. Whoop, boop. Over and over and over again.
I would be, if I was a Steelers fan, I'd be feeling pretty decent, though.
You should.
I think it's going to happen.
Yes.
Just not whenever everybody thinks it's going to happen.
Yes.
But it will happen.
And that's why just everybody take a beat. Take a beat. There's going to be a bunch of reporting on it today. A ton of reporting on it today. From credible and non-credible folks alike. At the end of the saga, he'll be a Pittsburgh Steeler. So everyone just chill.
Yeah, just relax.
Everyone just chill.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.